Okay, you guys, welcome to a new episode of Go Bayside.
So you just start, like there's no warning at all? I wasn't even holding a mic.
That's because I knew I was going to do some intro stuff. Well, you're already talking, so I guess I should tell everybody that you're Chris Fairbanks.
I am Chris Fairbanks. Now, I will sit quietly as you continue your intro.
No, I was just giving you shit in a friendly way. Well, I will say that you came over to watch an episode called The Wicked Stepbrother, parentheses, part one.
Oh, wow.
And the original air date for this episode was November the 2nd, 1991.
Yeah, it's funny, like...
You seem mildly upset that it's a to be continued.
I'm upset that they use parentheses instead of a colon.
Nope. Parenthetical part one.
Like it's a secret.
Yeah.
Usually.
Shh, part one. Or like a rap song featuring so-and-so.
Actually, what
part
they're saying
one.
Is in parentheses, that's the actual secret meaning. Isn't that what parentheses mean?
Or it's clarifying.
I guess it should have been a colon is what I'm saying.
Look,
based on
let's not get bogged
knowledge.
Down with all these grammar rules.
The somewhat of a depression has washed over me, and I don't know if it's like the MASH theme song or the sound of my mother vacuuming, but Saved by the Bell sort of puts me in a bad mood.
Well, I'm going to have to tell you.
And I know that's blasphemous.
No, not at all. I have a mix of guests. I like to have people that are obsessed with it like I am, and I do like to have people that either hate it or have never seen it.
Have you ever had someone obsessed with it that is a joke writer for a living?
Yes.
Okay.
Many people.
And they thrive.
Don't
their
try
careers.
To belittle me. You're in my house. You're a guest on my podcast.
In all seriousness, you thought that was a good episode.
Okay.
It doesn't just remind you of childhood. It just reminds you of a better time. When you were younger than me, I was already...
When I was younger than you?
Driving around and trying to meet girls.
I'm still younger than you, buddy. I will always be younger than you.
Well, you've proven it by liking the show.
Look.
It's... I didn't know that
they... I
don't
need this judgment.
Okay.
I don't need to deal with you thinking you're better than me because I happen to enjoy
Do
the show.
You want me to talk about the show on the podcast?
Yes,
okay. Well,
and what I need you to do now, and this is the format.
Pretend I liked it.
No, not
that's
at all.
That's the format.
No.
Is to pretend you like the show. That's the format of it.
Not
I'm going to need you to
all.
Not have an
never,
ill word.
I would never, ever ask somebody to do that. What I need you to do first, before you can get into picking it apart and shitting on it, if you like, and you're welcome to, I need you to give a short synopsis of the plot.
It will be short because I tuned out many times.
Okay.
Okay, so the wicked stepbrother, whose name I've forgotten.
Eric.
Is visiting from New York.
He's not visiting. He lives there now.
He's now living there.
Yes.
And he wants to take over. He's already... he's blackmailing, he's violent, and he's really rapey.
Yes.
They make him very unlikable.
Yes.
Right away.
Yes.
Which makes me just not care about that character, so it's hard when you see it. So I...
Sure.
Yeah, I don't care what happens to him, and it made me think less of the show. It's like, if you don't... I don't know. I think it was a poor choice to not give him a single...
Redeeming
quality, but because they just made him cartoonishly evil,
yes,
and rapey,
yes, very.
Like that's some Pepe Le Pew shit. The way he's cornering her,
yeah,
she's like, "Leave me alone," and he follows her. It's like, "Oh, you're so annoying."
Pepe Le Pew,
and he does the worst thing ever, which is the mimic. That's my least favorite. Like, say something.
Say something.
Say something.
Yeah, that is the worst.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah,
I can't. There's nothing I hate more. Nothing that
you know. There's one thing I hate more than that: when somebody snaps you with a towel. That's my number one thing I hate when people do it.
Oh, right. Well.
But it's right up there with mimicking.
Yeah, it's the absolute worst.
It's the worst.
Anyway, so he visits this. I'm looking at someone else's notes. Okay. But the very opening, sorry, I'm going to go back a little. Zach.
We'll get into it piece by piece. I mean, I just need you to give the framework.
Yeah, that guy's visiting. He's a jerk.
Yeah.
He's blackmailed
everyone
so far. To get what he wants. We're talking duping tapes, recording evidence, and saying he's going to tattletale on the principal if he doesn't get what he wants. Like,
right.
What he wants, like the use of a car or
right.
A locker that he needs. And
yeah.
he's doing jailable things.
Yes.
And apparently at Bayside, it is forbidden to beat some dude up. Like, if you're from... And I'm not saying violence is the answer, but if you're a new kid
yeah.
and you act like that, no new kid acts like that and doesn't get beat up.
I agree with you, actually.
Especially by Slater, who is he's a 28-year-old man
yeah.
who goes to the gym all the time, probably at this time was doing Taibo or whatever was the exercise video. He could beat the hell out of that skinny New York subway rat motherfucker.
Right. No,
why didn't he get... They're just like, what are we going to do? He's really got me.
Yeah.
You beat him up. You beat him up after school. That's what kids do. No one's going to get hurt. You beat him up. Violence is the answer here.
Yes.
Had they just beat him up, it would have been a 5-minute episode.
Right.
Which I guess is a reason not
to. So you mean to tell me that...
Zach and Slater should have just taken turns feeding him the boots. And it would have been the end. They would have all gotten what they wanted.
Euphemism I've ever heard.
He would have gone
fighting.
Back to his shitty city.
Yes. Whoa, no, not a fan of New York, huh?
Oh, yeah, you are. It's great. It's great. It's a great city filled with a tradition, a rich tradition of being a ball-busting asshole.
I feel like a shorter podcast episode would be list the things that Chris Fairbanks does not hate. The podcast, and it would be 5 seconds long.
No,
hopefully it would be me. I'd be on that list.
In New York, yeah. Okay. I've had fun there.
But okay.
Traditionally, people there are supposed to be assholes. Oh, I'm from New York. That's why I was messing with you and I was rude. It's just my New York style. That's what everyone from there is proud of. Yeah. Oh, I'm just busting your balls. No, you're being a dick.
Right.
And in New York, yeah, apparently... Unless you're in some...
Well, obviously it's true because
spray
this
paint
is,
gang. You
they
don't
based Eric upon this yeah. stereotype.
Yeah.
Right? So it's got to be true.
Visiting New Yorker is a fast-talking...
scheming son of a bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently.
Well, let's get down to it then, shall we?
Yeah, sorry. I was...
No.
I did my best.
No. Listen, I absolutely have guests that... totally hate the show. I do not want you to think that I'm upset that you hate it. I love different perspectives. I want to hear you rip it apart from the perspective of somebody who genuinely hates it. I completely welcome that.
Right.
So I just want you to feel comfortable. Do you?
I do.
Okay.
I do feel comfortable hating Good. It. I kind of like...
Your friends
them.
Here?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And
you were going to say I kind of like what?
I thought I liked it, and then I watched this, and I thought I liked it a little bit. And
this particular
episode
or the show?
If it's the same people in every episode, I think it's the show.
Right.
It's too much suspending of your reality. Like the breaking the fourth wall when he snaps
and
talks to the camera.
Stuff,
it's like,
yeah.
You can't do that. And, it's very unrealistic. I know that they're trying to be.
I think it's just a cartoon with humans.
Yeah, but then they say really weird racist stuff. It's like, what? I know it's a sign of the times, but.
No,
I'm
but
just
they definitely.
Surprised.
Right.
How dumb people used to be. Like just 15, 20 years ago. How dumb.
Oh,
like
we'll
you see
that
with
stuff
commercials.
From 5 years ago.
It's.
I mean, or 5 years from now, we'll be saying that about stuff that's happening now. I mean, I think that's always going to be the case.
I don't know that I agree. I think that entertainment, I don't know. It was just in a dark place back then.
Well, we'll meet up again in 5 years' time and see. But for now.
Yeah, 5 years. Everything's going to be different. You're right, April.
I'm just saying, like, if you look back on anything, you can be like, you know, you're going to find flaw. People are always learning
right.
and evolving, so... Yeah, we're not doing like blackface now or whatever, but I'm sure in 5 years' time we'll look back and go, oh, that was shitty when that was said in that show or whatever. Like, we know better now.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I do kind of. I know the concept of what you're saying.
Okay, good. Well, this particular episode opens, like many of them do, in the Max. And it's Zach coming in being like, hey, I got Dodgers playoff tickets
mm-hmm.
for the Dodgers and the Mets.
I'm going to pretend to be a Jew.
Well, he doesn't
know
that yet.
Stay home. Okay.
Only because he comes in with a list. He's like, what am I going to do to get out of it?
You need to be reminded from the get-go that he's an alpha male and he likes sports.
Oh, of course.
He'll do anything to watch to this baseball watch game.
The game.
Which immediately endears me to him. It's
you
like,
hate
hey,
alpha males.
Baseball is... No, I hate stick and ball sports.
Stick and ball sports.
Yeah.
Well, then so you like football. There's no stick.
There is a ball.
Oh, stick it. Oh, I thought maybe they had to have
everyone
a stick and a ball simultaneously.
Me if they hear. Everyone likes sports. Everyone's.
I don't like sports.
Everyone does.
That's not true at all.
Okay, so
anyway,
yeah, he's
so
baseball.
Like,
he loves baseball.
Yeah.
I'm already hooked.
Yeah.
I'm already hooked.
He's already endeared himself to you.
Yeah. Dodgers game. Say no more. I'm
yeah,
in.
Yeah, buddy.
I hope so, this is an hour-long episode.
He sits down at the table with everybody and goes, what am I going to do? Like, what am I going to say to get out of school for this game? He goes, I know. I'm going to say my house burned down. And then they're like, well, you can't because that's like a thing that could be proven wrong. And
right,
then he
right.
Goes,
okay, I'll say my grandma died.
I'll say my grandma died. Your grandma died 4 times last year. And he's like, oh, shit. And then my favorite is he goes, I know. I'll say I have the measles. Because this is the 1990s.
Yeah.
Like, there are no more measles.
Again, I think this show was written, it's out of touch for its time.
Yes.
Because it was written by dudes writing from a kid's perspective, and they're probably 50.
Oh, without question.
Like, this was the last gig all these guys had. They all
oh, without question, it's written by 50.
Died of old age yeah. the following year.
Yes, yes. Totally.
It's like Aaron Spelling's friends yeah. wrote this show.
Aaron Spelling's mentors.
Yeah, yeah.
People who taught
yeah.
him about TV yeah, were yeah. writing this. Yeah, so he's like, I'll say I have measles. And unfortunately, their reaction wasn't, well, you can't say that. It's not the 20s.
Yeah.
They were just like, what? No, you can't say that. And then so he's like, oh, shit. I don't know what I'm going to do. But then Jesse walks in and says, like, she just got back from her mom's wedding. So she's like, yay, you guys, my mom's wedding. It was great. And they're like, cool. What's the guy like? And she's like, oh, he's nice. He has a kid. So now I have a stepbrother.
I like that they're talking about divorce and second yeah. marriages and step. That's something that
that's progressive that they're just openly talking about that, like
very
without
progressive.
A stigma. Well, yeah, for the time, sure. The time and they're just like, we're cool about it. No
relatable.
Judgment.
Yeah. yeah.
So she's like, I'm super psyched. I'm going to have a stepbrother. He's moving today. Can't wait till he gets there. And I mentioned this because she asked Kelly. Kelly has a lot of siblings, which you're not a fan of the show. You don't know, but we've told many times Kelly has like 5 or 6 brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. So she says, hey, what do I need to know about getting a brother? And Kelly just says, well, just remember to put the toilet seat down.
Because girls fall in.
Because girls fall in. Which on the surface, I mean, that's pretty practical advice. Like, mm-hmm. okay, yeah. But when she says that, like the whole audience, ooed. Like, it was a scandalous thing to say. Like, the audience yeah. is like, oh.
Are we talking about what happens in the restroom? Hey, yes. This is the late 80s to early 90s. Yes. Let's like, watch our P's and Q's.
Exactly. It was the weirdest. Like, I do not know why on that line they pressed the ooh button, because it's just like, there's nothing scandalous about that.
Well, yeah.
It's not like she spelled it out like, hey, be careful when you're taking a big shit.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh,
put it down.
Ooh, number two. No, but then, you know, later on, Belding buys a Miata, and he said, probably could jude him down if I spoke Japanese. Yeah. That's okay. That didn't get an
that's,
ooh.
Yeah. That,
but if you mention that restrooms
that.
Exist
you
in the world.
You mention a toilet, and it's like, oh,
yeah.
my God.
Well, guys.
They've gone blue.
Let's have a meeting. I think we should switch it from the normal laugh track to yeah. an ooh.
Yeah, yeah, to show how distasteful that is.
Yes, yes. We don't want a lawsuit.
Yeah. lawsuit.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so that I wrote that down because that really stood out to me. But yeah, so she says that and they're like, okay, duly noted. And then the next scene, they're in Jesse's room where she's waiting for her stepbrother to arrive. And Lisa and Kelly come in with like a huge, what I can only describe as a bucket of cookies.
Yeah, yeah. A tin. They,
but it was like way
a large
bigger.
A tin of cookies.
Yeah, that they apparently baked for him. They're like, hey, we baked your brother cookies. And then I made note of this because Lisa bites all of them. She's like, we
she
made...
took a bite after, out of like 3 of them.
Yes. And then
I think that was a
there.
Directing flaw. I think they were like, act like you're going to bite. Well,
she did.
She's actually like, just biting.
Oh,
them.
We made chocolate chip. Oh, we made gingerbread, whatever. And then they hear him, like Jesse's mom goes, hey, we're here. And Kelly goes, these are for him, and puts them back in the tin. So just straight up puts like the half-eaten cookies back in there, which is not at all good hospitality.
Yeah, yeah, maybe that's why he acts like a jerk the whole
episode.
Maybe
he came in and was like a nice dude and
then
was like,
my gingerbread head. That's it. I'm black.
Hi, everybody. This is April speaking to you from space year 2023. That's right. I'm cutting in here to let you know that it has now been 10 years, a full calendar decade since I started this podcast, Go Bayside. And as you've probably noticed the entire time, it was very DIY. I was never on a network. There's never been any ads in any of the episodes. And now that it's been 10 entire years that it's been out there in the ether on every possible podcast player for you to enjoy, I am taking the first 50 episodes and I am archiving them. So episodes 1 through 50 will now only be available on my Patreon, which is patreon.com/AprilRichardson. If you go there, there's several tiers that I think are very reasonable. The first being just to have access to all of the Go Bayside archive episodes. The rest being to catch up on the new stuff that I'm making should you be interested in hearing me talk about other things that aren't Saved by the Bell related. So there you go. It's been 10 years, you guys. 10 years listening to me talk nonsense about this television show. And now you can join me over at patreon.com/AprilRichardson. Or if it's easier for you to remember, you can go to baremins.com. That is baremins.com. And you can find all of the old Go Bayside episodes there for you to enjoy. Play until your heart's content. Leave comments. See the photos on my old green couch. Join us there, please. And thank you so much for 10 years of supporting Go Bayside.